All right, here we go with Boots and Salutes on this Monday morning. Anything on your mind? Let's get down to it. Good morning. You can start things off in Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. I would like to salute the RCMP for not giving up on the search for that 6-year-old girl that was kidnapped last night. And because I was up in the morning listening to the news around 4 o'clock a.m. and I was praying for that little girl. So a big salute to them.
Yes, she was found safe, and that's the main thing.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. I'd just like to send out a big old boot to. I went to Regina this weekend. I went on Friday, and all the construction zones from right from Chamberlain to Regina, there was nobody out working at all. Like, winter's coming fast.
Now I think that the reason they weren't working is because they didn't want to hold up traffic going down to the Rider game.
Okay. No, I just. Just curious as why it's like you didn't see one person out there on Friday at all. So.
Thanks for the call. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Oh, good morning. I have a salute and a remark about on Focus Saskatchewan last night. I have to question Chief Perry Belgar's comment. They were only looking for help. I think we all know when you drive into a farmer's yard, sober, you will always get help. But in this case, they should have been arrested long before they arrived at the Stanley Farm. He will never admit to fault. He needs to blame someone else.
Boots and Salutes, good morning.
Boots to Saskatchewan Rough Riders and especially Jones that makes too much money.
All right. One loss, that's what happens, Dave. Well, it's funny. People are taking aim at Zach Caleros. I'm not entirely sure that it's his fault, though.
Why would they? I missed any of the blowback on Zach Caleros. Now, I know that the offense didn't play particularly well, but I'm not quite sure that Zach was the lone culprit.
No. He's not getting any help when you have 3 or 4 dropped passes.
Mm-hmm.
When, again, trying to establish a run game that wasn't really working. So I think there's a number of factors.
Oh, yeah, for sure, man. Like we won 4.
Yeah, that's right.
Right? Into every season, a little rain must fall.
There you go. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. So old Max Bernier gets 3 to 5% of the PC vote, pretty well gives the election to Justin. I couldn't be happier.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. Don't cut me off because I got a boot and a salute. Rider Nation, typical Rider Nation. One loss, they all start crying. I also got a salute for the Cowboys, Dallas Cowboys. They did it last night. Good old Eli Manning. 6 sacks we got on him.
All right. Thanks for calling. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yeah, hi. Why do you keep leaving racist people talk on the phone again?
All right, 938-0600, toll free, 1-800-667-3727. A few minutes to go before we get to 8 o'clock this morning.
Okay, I do want to bring up, and this, always tread carefully when you get into politics.
Mm-hmm.
But here's something that I found just fascinating. And this came out with the story yesterday. And it's easy to be, and I don't care who is the official opposition, it's so easy to be the official opposition. And then when you get into power, things are entirely different. And I refer back to the amount of money that is still left in the bank account, which should be distributed out to veterans. Canadian veterans, like it's hundreds of millions of dollars. The same thing that the Liberals, when they were the official opposition, were pounding on the Conservatives about. Now it turns out that the Liberals are doing the very same thing. They're not spending all the money on veterans that they've been allocated, that's been given by, the government. I was going to say Congress,
yeah,
not Congress, right? Parliament.
Parliament, yeah.
And so it's funny, when you're the official opposition, you can say anything you wanted. But then when you're in power, it's kind of like, oh, well, you know what? There's this happened, and there's that happened, and there's an explanation for this, and there's an explanation for that. And it's, man, I would want to be the official opposition my whole career, because when you're in power, you got to answer questions.
Very true. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. Listening to Call for Country yesterday morning. Who did the show yesterday morning?
Yesterday was Ben Brooks.
Okay, I couldn't remember his name. But he gave a little back history on Skip a Rope by McGill. I can't remember the guy's last name, but it was quite an interesting outline on it. But anyways, Skip a Rope is definitely a true song for the future now, too. Okay.
Thanks for the call, Boots and Salutes.
Yeah, regarding about that little girl, the guy that called in that the little girl was safe, I'm thinking about that driver. I hope to God he gets his license and whatnot stripped off and never drive again for that.
Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. I have two comments, please. One is a salute to Doug Ford not letting a mayor of Toronto tell the province of Ontario what to do. And the other one is, I'm so looking forward to the House of Commons today on question period. Hopefully the Liberals will start to answer some questions for a change. Thank you.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yes, good morning. I'd just like to make a comment with regards to that Amber Alert.
Mm-hmm.
Why was that vehicle left running with a child in the back of it? I'd just like to hear other people's comments.
All right. I think, good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. I would like, I said a prayer for that little girl as well, but why did the mother leave that little girl to start with alone in the vehicle, unlocked probably?
We don't know the exact details. The RCMP did say that the vehicle was left running, but again, the best part of the story is the little girl was found safe and sound.
That's what I want to focus in upon.
Yep, exactly. And that's going to do it for Boots and Salutes this morning, brought to you by Northern Factory Workwear, where they've got you covered.